Drive with Julian Clover.
Getting you home.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Direct from a sold-out West End run and their return from 6 months on Broadway, Mischief Theatre, the award-winning company behind The Play That Goes Wrong, is at Cambridge Arts Theatre this week. Mischief Movie Night is an improvised movie live on stage. I've been speaking to two of the cast members, Ryan E. Corrigan and Henry Lewis. Henry, the success of The Play That Goes Wrong, what is it that it taps into?
That's a good question. I think, I don't know, I think it's universal because I think there's a lot of physical comedy in it. And I think everybody ultimately understands the idea of something going wrong or being embarrassed or the idea of people watching you while things go wrong. People have done amateur theatre, but it's not just that. People have given presentations at work or even have just been aware that they've fallen over while walking across the street and someone's seen them and has that sort of, you know, trying to recover from it and trying to get out of it and trying to not look silly and ending up making it look worse. And that's the humour. And so I think that's why most people can relate to it and find it funny.
And it's like this new production, which we're talking about, Mischief Movie Night. It's also been very successful in the West End. And I gather there's something like 30, 34, 35 sort of productions of it around the place?
Of Play That Goes Wrong, yeah. Lots of different productions. We've got one opening this summer in Moscow. There's one coming up in Spain and in South Korea. And there's been various different ones in various different languages. And it's been amazing to go around to see. We went to Røros in Norway and saw it being done in Norwegian and seen it done in Hungary and seen it done in France. And it's amazing to see lots of different people from lots of different places and totally different cultures and totally different kind of, I don't know, theatre cultures in particular, and see them all enjoying it.
I'm intrigued now. What do things get changed in the same way that I think famously Manuel in Fawlty Towers, when it was sold to Spanish television, all of a sudden he became an Italian? Are there bits and pieces which you change around with?
Not huge things. There are little things, you know. In America, it's paint thinner instead of white spirit, and little references like that people don't know. But no, on the whole, the show is the same.
And Bryony, you've been with The Play That Goes Wrong, as well as here in Mischief Movie Night. How have you sort of seen it evolve, really, if you like, from when it was first staged?
When it was first staged, the play was only an hour long, and was called The Murderer Before Christmas, and was much smaller scale. So in The Play That Goes Wrong currently, there's like an upper level that does disastrous things and various other props that are different and bigger scale now, really, isn't it? And it's nice to see that with each production on the West End, the people who come in bring their own characterizations. You know, even though the characters are very set, it's lovely to see different people coming in and doing different things with it.
And that was rehearsed. But Mischief Movie Night is improv, which I'm kind of figuring adds a little bit of an extra dynamic to things. It's almost like doing a Channel 4 game show every night, isn't it?
Yep, pretty much. That's the mystery of it, is that, you know, before the show every night, we have no idea what we're going to be doing, what genre of film, where it's going to be set. You know, the audience give us all those things, and then it's our opportunity to just play with that and make it up on the spot. But we get so much joy and energy out of doing it that it is just a joy to do.
How does it work then? Start of the night, of the audience asked to, I don't know, put suggestions in the box, put their hand up. What do you ask them to do?
So we have what would you call him? One of our company sits in the chair and is kind of like a director. He's part of the audience in a way. So he's Oscar, and he has the remote control, and he can kind of pause it, fast forward, rewind, play with all of these different tropes. And he will ask for suggestions from the audience. So he'll get people to shout out. If they're particularly rowdy, there'll be hands up. And then the suggestions that we tend to get are the genre of film, a location, and a title. And that's what we go with.
Do similar ones come up from this is week number three. So how many, you know, the themes which are at the forefront of people's minds?
It really depends. I think sometimes we've had two murder mysteries this run so far, which is unusual. That's usually quite a rare genre, I would say. And then there's various different things at various different times. We had a patch where there was a lot of sci-fi films. In the West End, we had a lot of Disney films, sort of animated films. Lots of musical suggestions. So we're doing a lot of songs and stuff at the moment. But yeah, no, it varies. We've done a horror film in this run. We've done, what else have we done? A medieval history. Yeah, that was pretty interesting. So yeah, all sorts of different stuff.
But what happens, for example, if, say, last... Well, where were you last week?
Leicester.
So say in Leicester, somebody comes up and says, oh, I really think you should do something about a musical in the department store, say, and you plan it out all nicely, as I'm sure you do, well, nicely and quickly, I suspect. And then this week, somebody says, oh, I think a musical in a department store. Do you kind of reenact the previous one, or are you starting again?
I think we would usually probably in that situation probably we would say, well, actually, we've just done a musical that's exactly, you know, quite like that, so we would do something else. But then equally, you know, it's possible to do two different musicals and two different department stores and make them completely different as well. So yeah. We always try and make it different, and there's no planning at all. It's completely unscripted, unprepared. We walk onto stage, we don't know what we're going to say, what we're going to do.
It sounds like as if I don't know, you feel like you should get a certificate again from drama school at the end of all of this.
Yeah, it would be great if they gave me another certificate. Certificate for excellence in improv. Yeah.
Brandy, you've done a lot of TV work. You've done some film, a little bit of film as well. Is it anything like the real thing?
Is this like?
Yeah. Are there things? You know, the things you've done. Yeah. You know, when you were Holby City, you were in, I think. You know, I think there's a certain filmic quality to it these days. Are there sort of elements when you think, oh my goodness, this has happened to me?
kind of. Yeah. In terms of the improv, like. We do try and make it as filmic as possible. Like we've got two musicians who are amazing at the side of the stage.
You get a lot of work, presumably if somebody shouts out, I want a musical!
Yes, well, exactly, yeah. Then they'll play a lot of songs, but they underscore the whole genre for us, so they're playing along with us, and that's amazing. That feels really filmic. And, you know, if we do get something, like in the arts run, that you did get a hospital drama, yeah. And it was which was great, because we don't often get that, so it was very Holby City-esque in terms of getting to play with that. And that's the nice thing, is that we can draw on all of those other genres that we've been in or that you've seen on TV and film, that we can pick those tropes out and use them. It's great.
And this is the original cast, I guess, near enough, of the play that goes wrong. Did you feel, I don't know, is it good working with almost old friends? I presume you're mostly friends.
Yeah, well, we always joke that it's that our company feels like a family, but it really does. I think we've all worked with each other. I mean, I've been in slightly less long than the rest of them, but you guys have been together for like 10 years.
Yeah, it's amazing to work with people that you know really well, and the company's kind of grown and the family's grown, but it's great. Lots of people come back and do lots of different projects with us, and that's great, because I think, you know, everything that you do with people, you learn more about them, and the chemistry kind of improves and stuff. So I think that's a real joy to continue to work on stuff.
What hasn't come up yet, which you're hoping for?
What hasn't come up, actually, one thing that we was sort of worked on a bit during our rehearsal period for this run was doing biopics. We haven't done a biopic yet. We've never done that. Before the run at the Arts Theatre, we'd never done documentaries, and we did a couple of documentary films, and they were really fun. And so I'd like to do a biopic this run. That would be good.
Yeah, that would be good. Yeah, we don't get much, like, period drama, things like that. That would be fun. We like playing with them, and that doesn't come up very often. Like disaster films as well, things like that. Yeah, you get the main ones. You get like horror, rom-com, sci-fi. Yeah, they're kind of the main.
Often Western, you get quite often. And then yeah, you get the other, the sort of the sort of smaller genres less often. But they're often a good deal of fun as well.
Yeah.
We'll see what you get for the rest of the run at the arts this week. Thanks both very much.
Thank you.
Very Cambridge moment during the recording of that interview. I don't know if you caught it, particularly towards the end. A peal of church bells were ringing, and I have a feeling that might have been coming from Great St Mary's Church, which isn't too far away from the Arts Theatre, because they have 500 bell ringers turning up there on Saturday. They might have been getting a little bit of practice. Anyway, I was speaking to Bryony Corrigan and Henry Lewis, two of the cast members of the Mischief Movie Night, which is the play at the Arts Theatre all of this week. It's running through until Saturday. I think there's a matinee on Saturday afternoon as well. Prices are between £18 and £25. On the subject of mischief and movies, Ashley Capaldi has just arrived. She'll be doing our movie previews after 6 o'clock today.